Hello and welcome to the Comedy Club podcast right here at the Comedy Club of Kansas City. I am your host, Dustin Kaufman. Please subscribe to our channel right here. Just click that subscribe button, share with your friends, follow us across the board at The Comedy Club KC. That's Instagram, Facebook, or thecomedyclubkc.com. I'm here today with the very funny Mr. Nathan McIntosh.
Hey, Dustin. What's up, buddy?
Hi, Nathan. It's your second time with us. First time you were here as opening for Akash, and it's very... We've only had a couple people go from like feature to headliner here, so it's like,
who are those people? It's me, Sebastian Maniscalco, Carlin.
That's it.
Chris Rock.
That's it.
Seinfeld. I'm in a pretty good lineage. I think it goes for me personally. Now that I know that, I think it's feature, then I headline here, and then next week I'm doing the Deep Ridge Dorito Dome. I think in Duluth. 76,000 seats.
Is that true?
Yeah. You've never heard of the Deep Ridge Dorito Dome?
No.
It's brought to us by Doritos. So the whole thing, it's a stadium, obviously, but it holds 76,000 people.
Sponsorship is wild, man.
Yeah, it's Doritos. Doritos brings you the Deep Ridge Dorito Dome, sponsored by Pepperidge Farm. It's a lot of stuff going on, but 76,000 seats, and I think that's the next move.
Who are you working with?
Everybody. Anheuser-Busch, Budweiser, Light. All everybody.
Is that your show?
It's my show. Yes.
That's
just
incredible.
It's just me. I have no openers. I go out and I do about 3-4 hours. I haven't done it yet, but I'm
going
to.
None of this is real.
No, of course not.
None of this is real at all.
Yeah, of course
you
not.
You had me at 76,000. I'm like, maybe he's performing with like a
big tour. Are you crazy? You think I'm going to do it?
No. No. That's how I was like, you're going to be there. Like,
no.
When at the, I thought you were kidding, and then you had me like, wait a minute. Is he telling...
No,
a God, tale here.
No, Jesus, fuck. If I was doing a show for 76,000 people, I'm not going to be sitting here wearing a t-shirt. What? You know what I mean? No, I'm not doing 76,000 people.
I'm not performing your club anymore.
Yeah. All right, buddy, I just got a text.
I'm 100,000 Dorito eaters waiting.
Yeah, Doritos brings you the Deep Ridge Dorito Dome, sponsored by Pepperidge Farm. But either way, I'm happy to be here. This was super fun this
was
weekend.
This was a fun weekend. So funny.
Thanks, man.
You know, even the staff is like, this is really one of the funniest guys we've had. And we have a lot of funny people here.
Thanks.
So whatever you're doing in life, keep doing it because it's translating on stage very well.
Sweet.
You're in New York now. This is a fun nostalgic weekend. We got to watch, we got to sneak up here between shows and watch Bill Goldberg's retirement match on the WWE.
Yeah.
Saturday night's main event.
Yeah, you were like, I was going to go out and say about hi to people. Then you'd be like, do you want to watch Goldberg right now? Yeah, sure, man. I was like, I'll go watch fucking Goldberg.
Yeah.
I really thought that he had already retired. Not in a mean way. I mean, I thought that's what the Saudi Arabia match was a few years ago. I really thought that's what that
was. With Undertaker?
Yes.
No, those people just have so much money, they get to dictate whatever match they want. There's just these dream matches. And if it was like any other event, it would feel really cool and nostalgic, but it is weirdly forced and like, okay, I really want this match, but it's weird.
These sultans are like, look, we want Shawn Michaels from 96 versus Jimmy Superfly. They're like, he's dead. Reanimate him. We have enough money to dig him up and like the mosquito thing in fucking Jurassic Park. We're going to reanimate Superfly. Superfly! He's going to fight Shawn Michaels from 96, though. They don't want the new Michael. They don't want Michaels right now.
Not bald, old NXT.
No, they want Michaels, who used to come down with fucking Mr. What was his name?
Shawn Michaels?
Yeah. What was his manager's name?
Sherry. He was with...
No, not Sherry. The guy. The guy that, like, trained him or whatever.
Oh, wow.
You're
talking about, like, he had his coach? A coach?
Yes, the coach. They made him run up and down the stairs at that stadium.
God,
getting ready for fucking Psycho Sid.
What a very specific time
frame.
Well,
this is what you'd want. If I was a Sultan... Not only do I want the coach. I want that
I'd
Michaels.
Say bring me Sherry. Bring me sensational
what was
Sherry.
His name? Some of the H, wasn't
I
it?
I cannot. I that is weirdly that is buried, and I've there's no
we'll
one.
We'll look it up later. But anyways, yeah, we did watch that. I don't watch wrestling now, but I used to a lot, and I still do kind of like what wrestling is. To a degree, except that, do you agree with this? And I've been saying this for years, that everything is wrestling, and now wrestling has almost sunk society.
Please explain.
Well, I don't think it's far-fetched to say that the man in charge is a wrestler. He's in the WWE Hall of Fame. I watched him be inducted. WrestleMania 29, MetLife Stadium, inducted. Him, Bob Backlund, Mick Foley, I can't remember who else. A lot of the things he says are very wrestling. I'm going to burn everybody a lot. You're a whore. All this stuff. This place is a shithole. You know, the whole... And I just kind of feel that... Now, anyways, when I used to watch wrestling and have a good time. Now, when I see...
I love that you remember which Hall of Fame he was inducted in.
I was there.
You were there?
I was there. I watched live, yes.
For Mr. Trump?
Yeah, I walked in solely for that.
But you saw that's the one you were at.
Yes.
When Trump was inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Yes, WrestleMania 29.
Okay, where was it?
MetLife Stadium.
MetLife Stadium.
Yeah.
All right.
83,000 people. I'm doing that next year.
Performing, I'm the opening act.
Yes,
for WrestleMania.
Yes, yeah. So now I can't watch wrestling anymore for fun because it's not fun. It's real. It's like a Ouija board that creates things. Do you know what I mean? A Ouija board is fun until you summon something from it, and now your dishes are moving. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So when I watch. If I see any wrestling, anytime I see somebody in like arm drag takedown, I'm like, are they going to decide funding for schools one day? It's not fun anymore. If you have a catchphrase and a jean jacket, people are fucking jacked to get behind you. People love chants. People love t-shirts.
They love the chants. They love singing with everybody. All of it.
But I do. I've been to a few shows. I've been to WrestleMania. I've been to Royal Rumble. And I've been to a few house shows. I went to a few Ring of Honors. And
Ring of Honor shows?
Yeah, they're fun, man.
They're fun.
Yeah.
Just... fine.
They were great, dude.
Those front row tickets are always so cheap and just entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember sitting behind, first of all, on the way into the building for Ring of Honor, it was at like a, you know, civic center, some place. And my friend on the way in, he found a hubcap on the street and he picked it up. He's like, I'm going to bring it in. I'm like, there's no way they're going to let you bring in a hubcap. He's like, I bet they do.
Dude, so I went to a Ring of Honor show down in Oklahoma one time and this is what happened. We went down there. There was a back, I had weed at the time, right? But I didn't smoke it in the room, right? There was like a balcony that outside shut the door. I'm outside. It's not coming anywhere. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I left a bag maybe on a counter or something. And we were left. I had a bag. It was like, I wasn't smoking in the room, anything. I come back, door's locked. We go to the event, come back to the hotel. Cannot get in, go to the counter. They had gone in, collected all of our belongings,
wow,
and told us that we were being kicked out just because the weed in my room smelled so strong.
Wow.
It was lofting into the fucking hallway. And they were like, you're smoking weed. And I'm like, I'm not. Just okay.
Yeah.
We're not calling the cops. I'll just go.
Buddy, my friend brought this hubcap to the door. And I really thought that. So he gets patted down. He's holding the hubcap. They pat down around him. Don't touch the hubcap. They let him come in with the hubcap. And then we got the Briscoe brothers to use the hubcap. We got our entire section to chant, use the hubcap. They grab a hubcap, fucking smoke a guy with it.
Oh,
it was super
cool.
Fun. Like, Ric Flair was there that night. That's
like
why we
what
went.
What you brought to there was used in the show.
100%.
That's
it's
awesome.
Like that scene in The Wrestler where he's like, use my leg.
Use my leg.
Yeah. It's like that exact same thing.
Do you know that's happened on TV?
Of course it has. Of course. Yeah. But we had a hubcap and this guy used it. But Ric Flair was there. That's why we went. And Ric Flair came out. Drunk, man. Drunk. So drunk. He's like slurring woo. And he gets to the ropes and everybody's chanting, you know, Ric Flair. He has a microphone and he goes, woo, Canada. And then he goes like this. He goes, I've been coming to Canada for a long time. And let me tell you something. Canadian women can go, boy.
Oh,
and that
my
is
God.
So funny. To think that they can go. I love that he's relating women having sex like a match. You know what I mean? They can go. Like they're shoot. Like they can shoot. It's just so funny. Canadian women can go, boy. He was loaded.
Where, you know, I just got passports for my kids and I not too long ago. And one of the things that I think would be fun, especially just early on, easy, like I've thought about going to Canada to see like a live wrestling event. If it's not WWE, where and what would you recommend?
Don't know anymore. I have no idea. So when I was living in Toronto was when I went to Ring of Honor. I don't know what the independent type of things would be there now, but there's definitely some.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
I'd have to do a deep dive, though, huh? A
little bit. I mean, maybe Google fucking independent wrestling. Where are you going to go? Toronto or where are you going?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe
just crossing the border?
I mean, I could just wait until WWE goes back or AEW or something like that, but I know there's a lot of wrestling up there. So,
sure.
We were talking about Ninja Turtles earlier. Mm-hmm. You were talking about it on stage as well. Yeah.
My mom taking me to see Turtles 2 Secret of the Ooze. Yeah, real thing.
Convince her to get into turtles and stuff like that.
Well, because I'm not lying. A few years ago, I asked my mom, I said, Mom, what was the worst movie you had to sit through with me and Alex, my brother? And she thought about it for a second and she went, Turtles 2, easily. Oh, my God. She goes, I loved all the Disney movies, you know, Lion King, Aladdin, that type of thing at the time. Beauty and the Beast, I guess, would have been around that same time. But she goes, Turtles 2 was rough. But she goes, you guys loved it. I mean, I had the book bag with the shell that had the swords with the bandana and kicked ass. I mean, I loved the Turtles.
I went to the Coming Out of Their Shells tour.
That's live. Hilarious.
That was sixth grade, I remember, because I remember wearing the hat.
Their shells.
Like, it was like the tight round with the long bill and stuff. I remember wearing the Coming Out of Their Shells hat at school and stuff like that.
I definitely remember sitting in Turtles 2 Secret of the Ooze, and I loved it. I was like, this is the best. This is one of the best movies. It's cinematic
five
perfection.
Times in the theater, Secret of the Ooze.
That's crazy. And then I watched it maybe 10 years ago. And I mean, no offense to anybody that was, I mean, fuck, back to wrestling, Kevin Nash is in that fucking movie.
Super Shredder.
He is fucking Super Shredder. Big Sexy. Tore down a goddamn building.
right after Vanilla Ice, just go ninja, all over
ninja
the place.
Ninja rap, man. So I watched that movie again about 10 years.
Go ninja, go ninja.
Great song. It's a great song.
Not as good as the T-U-R-T-L-E power, T-U-R-T.
Who did that one? Is that him?
No idea, but that's from the first movie. The heroes on a half shell. They're on a mission.
They're gonna make the enemies wish it. The best one though is the theme song for
the
animated
cartoon.
It's
absolutely
great. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Great.
Teenage Mutant.
But I remember sitting there being.
Oh,
like,
that's all you're gonna do? You're not gonna sing the whole
Turtle Power. What's the rest of it?
Leonardo leads Donatello.
Oh man,
is that the middle?
I'm gone. I don't know, dude. I have no idea. I didn't know they did a whole breakdown of everybody. I didn't know that.
Oh yeah,
I didn't know that. Yeah, I just remember the beginning.
Yeah,
them coming out of the sewer. Anyways, I watched
Michelangelo
Turtles 2.
Was a party dude.
Yeah,
Raphael was crude and rude or something. Yeah.
Yes, real quick, we'll get back to this. So I watched Turtles 2 Secret of the Ooze again maybe 10 or 15 years ago because I was like, I love this movie as a kid. I'm going to watch it with a friend. And we were both like, I get what my mom was saying. This is tough. This movie is not. I mean, I like the original. That second one, man, that's rough. So what the fuck? Can I ask you this? I'm assuming you're a Turtles man. Okay. Are Toke and Rezar anywhere else?
They did appear in the cartoon later on.
Later on.
After the
movies. They were invented for this fucking movie.
Yes, they were.
Could we not? Why the fuck did we not do Bebop and Rocksteady? For what cock-stucking reason? That was so. And I mean, you know, it's funny. As a kid, I loved.
So I saw a thing recently that said they were. I could be wrong, not. Don't quote me. But from what I heard recently, it was they were afraid. That they couldn't, their fear was, the hesitation was, they didn't think that they could create them in a strong enough light in the movie without damaging the characters in the cartoon. They were afraid they would hurt the integrity because they didn't want them to come out looking like Toka and Rezar.
Integrity.
Hey, dude, my brother and I would come home from that cartoon every day. We knew exactly what time it would start.
Love the cartoon.
What time they would go to commercial break, come back from commercial break. Uh-huh. Like, we had it down to a science. But I understand what you're saying about watching something from your childhood that you loved, and then being like, this is a hot... For me, that one, biggest of all time was the Garbage Pail Kids movie.
I never saw that, but
as a kid, you're like, there was one. And then 17, we're all sitting around fucking doing whatever 17-year-olds do when they watch Garbage Pail Kids, the movie. And it was the biggest pile of shit I have ever, like, this is terrible.
Uh-huh.
So bad.
Do you know a movie that holds up, I think, when you watch it as a kid and holds up now? Good Burger. Good Burger holds up, man. Good Burger kicks ass.
I was a little older, though.
Sure. You were like an adult. See, this is why I never saw Goonies when I was a kid.
So how old are you?
Or what? 39.
Oh, so 6 years.
Yeah.
That 6 years does make a bit of a difference.
Yeah, you're smoking cigarettes. You're fucking looking at tits.
I was a Voltron guy.
I know about Voltron.
Not the Power Rangers.
But I was Power Rangers.
So yeah, it's the 6 years.
I was right at the end of He-Man. Like, I had He-Man shit. Yeah. I had Stinkor, and the toy smelled bad. Do you remember that at all?
I don't remember the smelling toy.
He literally, I'm not making that up. He stunk. The toy stunk.
Stinkor.
Stinkor. Real thing. I had the He-Man. I had the Battle Cat.
I mean, I remember He-Man very distinctly, but I do not remember Stinkor.
There was that eye guy, the Cyclops guy, when he could turn his eye and he had different eyes.
So for Hanukkah one year, as kids.
Hanukkah man.
We got an action. Every night I got an action figure of He-Man. And then on the last night for the big gift, I got Castle Grayskull.
Oh, that's great.
And then by the end of Hanukkah, I was like, I got it all.
That's awesome. That's what I was going to say about Turtles. I really wanted the Technodrome as a kid.
Oracle.
Technodrome kicked ass.
Yeah.
But we had, we did have the truck, the van that shot the pizzas. And you shoot the pizzas once and it's over. They're gone. Where the fuck are the pizzas?
Where'd it go?
They're literally gone. Little pizza shooter. But yeah, I missed Goonies as a kid, and then I watched it as an adult, and I just missed it. I do not like that movie. I watched it too late. I was already paying tax.
Yeah.
It's useless to me.
That's okay, I could see that.
I'm sure if you're a kid, yes, you watch Goonies and you're like, this is the best thing that's ever happened. But you watch it as an adult who has bills.
It was big.
I know, yeah. People love it.
Yeah. I mean, so many people in that to see where they are now, too, you know.
Corey Feldman, he's in Goonies.
Mouth.
Is he also? He's also in Turtles. He was the voice of
Donatello.
Yeah.
In the first one.
Yeah. He's not in the second one?
Drug charges.
Interesting. I think the sense I'm trying to say is, I know that people make fun of this guy. You know, I think that what he says about what happened to him, personally.
I've never questioned that.
People do. People are like, he's just fucking nuts. And it's like, okay, put yourself in Corey Feldman's shoes. You're in all these movies as a child, and all these crazy things are happening with agents and shit. You're going to grow up to be a regular person? You're going to grow up to not dress like Michael Jackson and spin around on fucking USA Today? How would you act if agents were tossing you around at a goddamn backyard barbecue? They make it seem like he's supposed to walk around with a dress shirt. No, he has the angels with him, and he's fucked because of the goddamn things he saw when he was a kid.
I've never told my Corey Feldman story. It's quick, short, but it's funny enough. It's my time in L.A., and this isn't anything else character. This is the one time I actually saw him in person. Grocery store, 1 o'clock in the morning. He was with, I'm guessing, one of the angels, a very tall, attractive blonde, and a grocery cart with only, and I mean only, like 200 plus hot dogs in it.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Don't know.
Wow.
That's all I know.
No buns, no condiments.
Dude, it was just
okay.
Hundreds so you're of telling, hot dogs.
Not you telling me this, but there's going to be people that tell me that guy didn't see some shit as a kid? What do you think? You think he's just a weirdo? I don't think so. I think what he says happened, and then one day you're a fucking 45-year-old man filling your goddamn cart with fucking Oscar Myers because you're trying to fill some fucking void that you missed, man. It's just so crazy to me that people go, what a psycho. Have you heard his story? It seems pretty bad. Maybe somebody should try to figure it out.
I have tried to envision what they were doing with that many hot dogs. Something was getting filled. And
oh, God.
That's not a body. I think they were like a bathtub full of hot.
Oh, yeah.
Throwing
them. Oh, God.
Is there a hot dog game?
I don't know.
Maybe they're.
I don't know, man. I don't know, but that's it's off-putting for sure to see a man with 200. Maybe was it like close to a holiday? Maybe he was doing like a barbecue.
I don't know. Like how many are in a package? 8, 12,
12, 16? I think 12.
Dude, this cart was halfway full at least. It just hot.
There has to be a regular explanation. He has to have like there's a barbecue or a party or a thing. Maybe he's celebrating the fact. Maybe it was the fucking the 25th anniversary of the final Jason. Jason Lives.
Corey, we're out of hot dogs. Can you bring some hot dogs on your way?
Who's that? The Angels? Was he 200 in the house? I think he's celebrating the fact that he's the only person to kill Jason Voorhees. And this is the
anniversary.
The anniversary, yeah. He killed Jason Voorhees.
A lot of people as a very small child.
Yes, actually. Nobody else killed him. He was dead.
Is he the only person?
In 9, the FBI blows him up. But is that that's the FBI throwing grenades and shooting him with a bunch of...
That was in the last 5 or 10 years, too.
Yeah, no, the 9 is like 90...
Oh, really?
Something, yeah, I think so, yeah.
They blew him up in a recent remake, too.
Did they? I could see that.
They had him as just like a... living in a field or something. I don't know. It was wild.
But Corey Feldman's the only one that toe-to-toe killed him.
As a kid.
And he's dead. Fifth one, he's not in it. Jason's not in the fifth one. And then the sixth one, Corey's...
Jason wasn't in the first one either. Does he?
No, he's not in the first one.
He's not in the fifth one. What was the fifth one?
He's technically in the first one at the end, but he's not in it. You're right. But the fifth one is there's a copycat Jason guy.
Oh, so whose idea is
that? It's bad.
Let's make a Jason movie, bro. And then at the end of the movie, the reveal is
not the guy.
It's not Jason.
It's not Jason. It's the worst one easily. It's the worst one easily. Then 6, though. Do you know how he comes back in 6?
How?
Tommy, Corey Feldman's character, has grown up now.
Yes.
And he's still scared. He's like, I gotta go down there. Jason's buried. They had a funeral for him. There's a tombstone. The guy's done. But Tommy goes and digs him up, and his whole plan is to burn him, cremate him. He digs him up. He sticks a big fence post into him. Lightning hits it. Jason's back, pal. And that's serious. I did not make that up. Like the Doritos Presents the Deep Ridge Dorito Dome, brought to you by Pepperidge Farm.
Another one of the worst horror sequels back then for me is Halloween 3. Is it Season of the Witch?
I defend that movie.
I've tried.
It's a good movie, dude.
So explain it to me.
In my head, here's what I, first of all, it's
is it how Michael comes to be?
I think what they were trying to do, and I don't know, I haven't seen this movie in a long time. I like that movie as like a standalone movie. The fact that they put it in the Halloween franchise, I get that it's a little fucking weird, but it's a good movie.
If they would have just released it as Season of the Witch, do you think it would have?
No, nobody would have watched that. Okay. What does that mean? Season of the Witch? What's that? Unless you do see, now you got a whole other franchise.
What is this? It's Michael Myers.
I think what they were trying to do, from what I remember that movie, weren't they putting like, there was magic in the masks? So I think what they were trying to say is it was the mask that made Michael Myers kill people, which ruins the whole thing that you just did in 1 and 2. Ruins it. He's not a killer anymore. He's just like a kid that got a bad mask. But that movie itself is a good movie. They go to the factory. I like that movie. But as in the franchise, I agree with you. It's weird in the Halloween franchise.
Are you saying I should give it another try?
Give it another shot?
It has been so long.
Take Halloween out of it in a way and just watch it. But the Halloween franchise really goes... The Jason one is probably the best one. If we're going like Freddy, Jason, Michael Myers, Jason one is pretty consistent the whole way through. Even when he goes to New York, even when he goes to space.
I wish they would have continued the crossovers. I loved that Freddy versus Jason.
You know, at the time, this is so dumb. So I was like 16 or something when that movie came out. Got high as fuck. We watched this movie. I got really mad about how they treated Jason. They just made him like an idiot, and water bothered him. If you watch the Friday the 13th movies, he's in water all the time. He's constantly in bottom of fucking things. He's flipping boats. The water doesn't like paralyze him. But in Freddy versus Jason, he sees water and he's like, oh shit, I drowned once.
They had to give him a weakness, I guess.
Yes, yeah. But it sucks for as a person who's watched all the goddamn movies. You go, his weakness is Corey Feldman, who's too busy buying hot dogs. If you brought Corey Feldman back to chop his head off again.
He just shows up with some Hebrew Nationals. Like
he hits Michael, or not, he hits Jason with a hot dog, and Jason just like finally has a good day at a camp. Because the whole idea of that movie,
the barbecue.
That's another thing that somebody should have done. Because Jason's whole thing, right? He's like a melted-headed little fucking dented kid. So he drowns because he's too ugly to save, is what the movie basically is saying. He's too ugly to rescue. People are having sex. This little mutant kid is... He's too ugly to save. But if he would have had one good day at the camp, he might have stopped killing people. Like, they did kill his mother. Technically, the Voorheeses are the victims of this movie, if we're being serious. But if somebody would have just put a hot dog in his mouth, he would have been like, this is camping. And then he might sit down, take the mask off, and enjoy it.
So it's more of a revenge story.
100%. You think about it real quick. Your ugly kid who has fucking teeth coming out of his lips, his head is dented. If we remember what he looked like, his head is literally like a balloon that's been kicked. It's like you fill a balloon with shit and boot it, put teeth in it. He's an ugly fucking kid. He's swimming by himself, and the counselors are like, he's hideous. We're going to go fuck. He drowns. The mother tries to do something. The mother's like, she probably goes to the court system. They're like, you know, accidents happen. So then she goes, fuck this.
That's your kid.
Yeah, exactly. So she goes, fuck this. I'm going to go to take this into my own hands. Kills people, starts. And then one of those counselors has the audacity to kill her. So her head gets cut off in front of her dead, mutant, ugly kid who's in water. So now he's got to come back from hell. He's got to climb back through the ninth circle of shit to come back into a body that's now an adult and fight counselors. The Voorheeses are the victims of that movie.
I love this. So what are you working on? What do you have coming up? Where do you want people to go?
I got a couple specials on YouTube you can check out. Money Never Wakes and Down With Tech. They've both been written about in the New York Times. And Money Never Wakes is voted the best YouTube special of 2023. I got shows coming up. And, you know, go to my Instagram stuff, at Nathan McIntosh. Website, NathanMcIntosh.com, and I'm working on things, whatever.
Where are you working in New York?
The Cellar, Gotham Comedy Club, and the Comedy Cellar, for the most part. And then, you know, random bar shows. I might scream at somebody in a Jack's barbecue or whatever.
Man, this has been a fun weekend. Thank you for coming in. We should definitely do this again. Talk more fucking horror and cartoons. And
I love you go, this has been a fun weekend, and you look around like, am I lying to this guy right now?
No,
I know, I appreciate it. This has been so fun. I'm happy to be here. Seriously, this
weekend
was so fun.
We need another wrestler to retire next time you come into town.
Oh, that'd be great.
Wouldn't that?
Yeah, just, yeah. Greg Valentine? He wrestles Goldberg, and they're both in fucking Qatar. In front of 46 million people.
I would take Greg Valentine against Honky Tonk Man in a retirement match. Honky's still going, baby.
Is he?
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of still going, we're still going every single week here at the Comedy Club Podcast. Again, share, subscribe. Please subscribe. The more you subscribe, the more subscribers we have. And that means so much to us. We have goals here. Instagram, we're doing great. Just subscribe. Follow us at the Comedy Club KC. For all upcoming shows here at the Comedy Club at Kansas City, just go to thecomedyclubkc.com. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next week.
Later.